You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Candahwo Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. Which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to be with you again this wonderful morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome back.
It's so wonderful to stand here in the studio in Turekinsua.
Yes.
And to serve the people of Fiji. For this wonderful program, the God of Our Nation. And it's an honor, very humbling. It's a blessing to serve you this wonderful morning. We have a lot of
acknowledgement and greetings.
Greetings.
We would like to greet a lot of you that are actually joining us this morning. And Ngaselebo will take us through. We have a preaching point or worship center to be prayed over.
Preaching point, yeah.
At Inverell in Brisbane. And I know that you're all watching in this morning, Tangasukani and everybody and the crowd out there. We also have a lot of significant happenings this morning. We have the Beer Plenty and also the Auckland region combined. Way back in New Zealand. And it's so encouraging just to see your posting this morning from Napier, Tauranga, everybody worshiping and starting very early in the morning. So there's quite a fair bit of people to acknowledge. And Gasile will lead us because he will need to pray and also ordain those one on the virtual today. And that goes for the virtual zone as well.
Yes.
Greetings to Talangasi Philip and also the ASP for the virtual zone. ASP Ngalobi and all few all over the world, globally. You are joining the service today from wherever you are in the country that you are logging in from. We welcome you this morning from Fiji. And also acknowledgement to the Operation Division and the Flits and Ops. They're camping at Veyuto. So the whole crowd of Operation Division, they're actually having also their Holy Communion this morning. They started the service and they join in for the power in the word. Commitment. And we are looking forward to see, to watch the powerful item that you people are all preparing
in the afternoon,
not at the four shores. So if you're listening and you want to witness that item that has been prepared over the weekend, join us at the four shore in the afternoon.
And it
will
be
live. Big greetings to all the Operation Division.
It will be live on my television and also on Facebook.
At
3 to 4.
Yes.
3 to 4:30, and we invite you all. So we will pray over or ordain the pastors in Inverell, the border of New South Wales and Queensland.
Amen.
And for those in Queensland, I believe that you are combining there. Bulubinaka to all of you, Pastor Pensoni Taufa, Gasechoni Koroi, and Brother Veresa. We take this time to welcome you. The Jare preaching point, and we believe very soon it will be
a worship center and a zone to stand alone.
And we take this time also to Senior Pastor Philip and ASP Ngalobi for the virtual zone. And all the members of virtual zone that you are connecting from all over the world.
And, Bulabinaka, from Papua New Guinea, Cook yes. Islands, Dubai.
And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to see what COVID-19
yes.
can do.
Yes.
While people look at other negative side, we can see what God is doing.
Yeah, that you can worship God from whichever yes. corner of the world you are in.
Standing here in Turek, in Suwa, northern of Suwa City, and sharing to
Hallelujah.
Every corner of the world. So, first of all, we'll go to praying over Senior Pastor Philip and ASP Ngalobi, and also Pastor Pensioni Taufa, Ngasechoni Kuroi, and Brother Beresa, and all the people that are watching from this gathering this morning, the virtual and also the Jare preaching point. Let us come before the Lord as we commit. Amen.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, Son, yes. and of the Holy Spirit,
thank you, Lord.
We commit the leaders of these two point of sharing the gospel.
In Jesus' name.
In Inverell, in Queensland and New South Wales, and also Senior Pastor Philip and ASP Ngalobi.
Hallelujah.
We pray that more anointing, more power, more revelation
yes,
that
Jesus
will release
name.
From this point of contact
oh,
where people are coming in every
yes, Lord,
Sunday or
you.
Whatever gathering
the
time
heart to serve, the heart
to come and
you,
receive from
Jesus.
You.
Yes, Lord.
Receive anointing, revelation, wisdom, and knowledge from the crown of their head right to the sole of their feet.
Amen.
We pray that this meeting point will become a source of blessing to
Amen.
The people, not only to the church members, and also to the friends and other Fijians that are willing to come in.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit, we ordain Jaire Preaching Point and also Senior Pastor Philip and also ASP Ngalobi. We thank
Alleluia.
You, Father God, for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises as people saying yes to work in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father God, for the blessing that will release from these two points.
Hallelujah.
And also those that are coming together, combining service, and people are just wishing to be maybe a guest or maybe just come and sit in the worship center or combined service this morning.
Amen.
We give you the glory in Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Also, we take this time to say thank you for all the seeders and the tithers. Those that are tithing to my television.
Yes.
We take this time to say thank you.
Thank you.
And also the seeders. Or maybe some people will be asking, what is the tithers and what is the seeders? The tithers, that means you are eating and feeding from this platform. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And you are giving, that is your tither. And for those of you that you have your church, you don't belong to NCF, but yet you giving your envelope and
yes.
help a mighty be of its daily operation. So whether you are tither or whether you are seeder, we take this time to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This goes for all of you. Some of you don't even go to church. And walking past the street in Spring Street in Turaki, thank you for popping in
yes.
and giving that envelope. And it ranges from $5, sometimes $2. The amount is not, it's insignificant. It's the heart, that was laid
yes.
on you for you to come and sit. And goes up to the hundreds and even to the thousand. For those of you who felt delivered, felt healed.
Encouraged,
the miracle thing that has happened in your
yeah.
life that had allowed you to come and sit towards the programs that are actually being shared from this platform. We take this time to say thank you. Thank you so much. This is just too many of you to mention. And we would like to do a general acknowledgement this morning. And also big thank you to those who have been sending Tali Nibu now, sitting. Thank you. To the West for the Manna program over the weekend yesterday.
Yeah. So
praise the Lord.
Very powerful.
I believe it was a very powerful one. It's,
yeah.
it's been a while, and I believe it's the first one after COVID to have Manna.
Yeah. And I
program.
Believe this program is very timely. To the man in
to the man. To anyone who knows who is the man wearing trousers and is the man.
And it's titled Man Up.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you for that, and thank you for the tally that had accompanied the entourage. They came all the way from Silver, and such a blessing because that tally was well shared, well managed right up to the street, to the people that are working on the project, to some families last night. So thank you. And also an acknowledgement to the Europe youth all the way in Europe. Thank you for your tally now that arrived yesterday. And this is, I believe, for your second week program that happens every early morning, Thursday for
Thursday,
and it's your
Wednesday evening.
Thank you for even thinking of the tally. No, we were not expecting it. That's our duty to serve you. But for the thought and to send it across, thank you, and to organize it all the way from Europe to be delivered at Lot 3 Sikolo Road in Lovdala Beach Estate. Thank you, Talangastava and Auntie La. And that goes as well for your team, who's actually looking after the youth in Europe, the cadets and also the commandos. And also big thank you to Bay of Plenty and also Auckland Region, like what we said this morning.
Amen.
Having your mind this morning, and the Operation Division. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming together to serve. And this goes to all the zone of New Methodists all over the world,
yeah,
and the worship center.
Worship centers,
and also to all the families that are actually worshiping on your own.
Mm.
And we do not fail to acknowledge the fact that we have a lot of families who do not belong to New Methodists either, nor do you belong to any other denomination. You know, you are hanging out in there trying to find out whether there is any reality into things that we are doing every Sunday morning. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. And thank you for the time invested and the time taken. Also, big bulavinaka to everybody out there in the hospital beds, in all the hospitals within Fiji. And maybe you're watching us through the phone on Facebook, out of Silva and out of Fiji as well. We take this time to also welcome you. Bulavinaka. I know maybe you're going through a lot right there on your hospital bed, but keep on believing, keep on trusting God. And wakatala kina wiki mnina wakarongo tiko maina wivali ni wivesu na bunundundu wiki mnini tiko kina rongo tiko mbeka nikina na rongo ni wos nikalu na mataka nikua na buna dabanga na buna umetawa woli kina na buna umevibutu ni woli kina kima imibakambula tiko yani maiturnaki ya nesinge vinaka nikua. And this goes to some of you may be lying down at home. You cannot control the sickness that you're suffering. You know, you felt in your heart that it's going to take you. You know, you're sitting on the edge. We take this time to, you know, word of encouragement to you. No matter how bad things are and no matter the things that you cannot control, trust in this God who is your creator. He spoke and everything came to be. He'll speak over your life. So find that peace that you can find within him and prepare your moment, your life, your being to be with him. I was actually writing down a few things today before we carry on with our God of our nation. You know, none of us can argue the fact, and none of us can ignore or, you know, walk away from things that was highlighted over the week. We had a few issues, and it's involving our children and involving the students. And I believe everybody, I have got grandchildren that I sent to school. And every day it's been our prayer. When I walk at the seawall, I always mention them to the Lord. Because when they go to school, I have no control over them. But I trust in my God will watch over them. You know, there are certain things that you can do and certain things you cannot do. You can trust on your intelligence. You can start, you know, you trust on the strength of your business. You trust in the strength of your hands. You trust in the money that you have, you know, the richness of life that can give you. But there's something that you cannot do, or certain things that you cannot do. You cannot be with your child. You cannot watch over them day and night. They're out there in the world and they're exposed. So the only thing that we can do, I believe, for me as a grandmother and also as a mother to four children, to continue to trust in God. And we cannot miss, like what I mentioned, we had highlights in the papers for the four QVS students, you know, whatever happened in their life, and also for the young girl at ACS. I was a bit disappointed in the way that it was reported because no one is perfect. Everybody goes through this kind of thing. And to be highlighted, you know, this is another story. And today we stand from this platform and, you know, we don't agree with things that are happening, but at the end of the day, we need to find that element of forgiveness and the element of standing up and also to move on. And right now, they may be going through, you know, their trauma and things that they've been traumatized with and very difficult to face whatever that they have gone through. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that we can do as parents or as grandparents, or I would say as, you know, part of the ministry from a church, is to remember them in prayer. And I want us to remember them in prayer today, because these children, they have families. I mean, this young girl, she's got a family. Maybe we don't agree with things that has happened, but she's a human being. She belongs to a family that really loves her so much, and I believe that we must remember them in prayer. And I was reading through it yesterday. During breakfast, we were actually talking about this young girl with her life taken over a car accident. Her name is Caroline Itumbona. And I know, you know, your family's, her family's really deep, just missing her, mourning for this beautiful girl. You know, the unexpected. And I would say, like this program, it's called Against All Odds. The unthinkable. The things that you don't even anticipate that it can happen. Things that you don't even dream that one day it can happen. But these are the odds of life. And against all odds, like what I say this morning, it's this program it's about. We cannot continue to come and continue to preach and share like nothing is happening. No, today I want to bring it to this forum because I want us to remember them in prayers. And yesterday my daughter Tiari was actually showing me, because I'm not on Facebook, and she was showing me on how the young man that who was just a few weeks ahead or months waiting for them to be married, and she was actually showing me on his mourning and grieving. And, there's nothing that you can say. There's nothing on the face of the earth that can give you that peace. And today we remember Caroline's family. We remember her dad. And we also remember her mom and her auntie and uncle that are still in the hospital. So, trust in the word of God. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Do not fear, for I am with you. And I will hold you with my victorious right hand. I will strengthen you." And trust in God. No matter whatever that we're going through this morning, I was actually conversing with a mother of a QVS student. And she said, "I'm actually going down at 7 o'clock. There's a visitation today to the school and to have a meeting." And she shared, I fear to hear about my son. I hope it's not my son. And I vibrated her back and I said, "You know this God, he will never walk past the good things you've done for him. And this God, he will watch over everything that you have and everything that you own when you worship him. With that faith, just believe and continue to stand strong on the promises of his word. Because wherever your child is, I believe his hands, the mighty hands of God, is actually surrounding him." So you may be one of those parents like who the lady that I was sharing with this morning, having the fear. Maybe you're out there in Vonolevu, you're out of the country, and you're hearing all this news being highlighted, and you're so worried about your son all the way in QVS. And the same for ACS school. You're out there, out of reach. You know, you cannot reach your daughter or you cannot reach your son. The only assurance you have, the only comfort that you can grab, the only real thing to be the pillar of strength to us to this morning is the power of God and the power of his word.
Hallelujah.
And the power of his blood. Because there is no other in comparison to that. No matter how much the world tried to downplay the power of God, I believe we will continue to talk about the power of God. A lot of times we reach a certain level of our life, a certain achievement. We tend to downplay God. And, you know, any mention of God, it's sort of like, it's like a curse. It's like somebody swearing so much because we thrive with our own life, and we thought it doesn't have anything to do with God. But this morning, through this program, we want to encourage you. You know, regardless, no matter how much you earn, no matter how high you can go, it doesn't make you untouchable to the things of the world, which means anything can happen, any paths can cross, any dilemma, any trauma, anything can happen. The only assurance, the only protector is your living God. So, on that note, and also to remember before Ngaselevo, I pray for all these things that we are sharing before we go on to the actual sharing. Also to the students, for those of you who have finished your exam last week, some of the high scholars, and also for the primary school students that are actually finishing up for next week, and some of you having your test or your exam next week coming towards the end of the term. We take this time to also thank you for the work done. And if you belong to New Methodist and you're actually facing the Holy Communion with you there in front of you, today when you have your Holy Communion, forget about everybody else. Just concentrate on yourself and your God. If you know you have done your best, thank Him. If you know you're not really sure whether you've done your best, ask Him and trust Him. If you know that you haven't actually set for the exam, seek Him. Because He's going to give you the answer. He'll take you straight to the answer to study the answer today. So students, wherever you are, continue to trust. Globally, for the schooling out there, whatever that you're facing, whatever exam that is up there in front of you, I've actually just spoken on the Fiji program. It's different from Australia, New Zealand, as well as all over the world. So students, wherever you're logging in now this morning, don't ever walk past this Holy Communion and think, oh, okay, you know, it's a church thing. Oh, okay, it's a family thing. No, take it as an individual thing. It's you and God and trusting God this morning. So I'll give this time to Pastor Levi to continue.
Before I pray, there's also a news this morning. There's an intruder went into a place called Nandonumai, just next to the Levesi. And he hurt a few people in the house because he was trying to steal maybe something. But there's a young girl in hospital right now fighting for her life because she was one of those that was stabbed by the intruder. So we'll also remember them in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you as we commit that are going through hard times.
Yes, Lord.
Situation that they are in, whether Jesus in school and home, whether in boarding school or day scholar school. We thank you, Father God, that we remember them this time.
Yes,
our program, God of our nation, we remember them. That the mighty hands of God will move in and save them. Because if God is with us, who shall be against
us?
So I pray for healing, restoration. Thank you, Father God, that you empower them wherever they are. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to pray over those that are going through hard times in their life. Accident and whatever areas of accident. Maybe a separation of husband and wife, father and mother. And there is a dilemma in a home. And also the children are lost right now. We commit their life to you. Thank you, Father God, for those that are watching, those that are listening in their workplace, in their home. We pray, Father God, that your divine intervention into their life, healing them and touching them, leading them and encouraging them, because you are only source in our life. You are only hope into people's life.
Lord.
We thank you, Father God, this morning. We commit all those that are facing hard times right now.
In Jesus' name,
we pray. And we say, amen to amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus.
It's the Lord. Well, back to our kingdom economics and against all odds, like all the odds we've mentioned this morning. And I believe you can identify with whatever odds that you're facing. Some of us, maybe families don't have anything on the table right now to eat. Some of us have got empty cupboards and empty refrigerators, empty freezers. You know, like you look around, there's no sign of life, no sign of hope. But this morning we want to encourage you. There is no other but God. There is no other but Jesus. You have to continue to trust. You have to continue to believe. You have to continue to have a good heart. And to walk on things that are there, you know, walk over them. Don't ever allow them to drown you. Don't allow them to overwhelm you. But you need to rise above and move on. And one of the key factors that I've noticed that I've always shared, you must have a good heart.
Amen.
Because it's so difficult to have a good heart. I mean, we can even be even sharing from here and preaching from here. A lot of pastors have come through this platform here. And good heart, it doesn't only apply to a certain individual or people who do not go to church. We can be even preaching the word of God, but the heart has to be good. Your heart has to be good. You need to check your heart this morning.
Because God connect with our heart. He connect with our heart. Regardless of what we do, our heart is the most important thing. Because the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can you see God? You cannot see God, but you see the hands of God.
Hallelujah.
See, you see the hands of God, open doors, opportunities, the favor.
Yes.
The favor from God, and the favor from people.
Hallelujah.
The favor from the weather, the favor from nature.
Yes.
Just because of a good heart.
Amen.
It's very important to have a good heart.
I want to add on to what Gasile was sharing with us this morning. You know, the favor. You know, when you say to see God, you cannot actually see God.
No, you can't.
You cannot physically see
He's
God.
He's a spirit God.
But because of your good heart, whatever you think of, whatever you pray for, whatever you mention, whatever you desire, you see God. Amen. That's how you see God.
Oh,
if you speak forth funds to come, you speak forth money to come, food to come, you see that happening because of your heart. Not because of the power of your prayer, not because of the Bible verses you know, not because of the fasting you're doing. No, it's your heart. Your heart is the window to what God is doing in your life. So you must have a good heart, like what Godzilla is sharing. Your good heart, your heart answer your prayer, you see things. Because you cannot see God, but you see God.
And some people say, how can I have a clean heart?
Hallelujah.
Fill your heart with the word of God.
Amen.
We must fill our heart with the word of God, because the word of God is pure.
Hallelujah.
It's very pure. The only thing that will come and clean our heart is the word of God. In John 15:3, the Bible says, you are only cleansed by the word that I've spoken
to
you. So the more we hear the word of God, it's very important for people to hear the word of God.
Hallelujah.
When they hear the word of God, they're cleaning our heart.
Yes.
There's no washing machine. There's no vacuum cleaner. There's nothing that we can do to clean our heart. It is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to the person next to you and tell the person, is your heart good towards me? So you must have a good heart.
See, the problem with some people, they want the good thing, but
but their heart is not good.
Their heart is not good. And it's very good example in the Bible, like for Cain. They both offer the offering. They both offer. So the heart is bad. Just like Joseph's brothers. Just like David's brothers.
Yes, so it's been proven over the stories in the Bible that bad heart
separates you. It's a barrier. It cancels the favor. It cancels the
flavor. Hallelujah.
And it cancels the blessing of God.
Amen.
But whatever you touch will flourish.
Hallelujah.
Because of the good heart.
Yes.
This is where God comes in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's for you that are actually listening in today. You know, there are certain things that you're waiting for. There's certain prayer items that maybe you've written over the years. It hasn't been answered. The secret
check
is your
heart.
You need to check your heart.
Check
you know, you can continue to come with your prayer requests. You can continue to come, activators, sitting for that. But God, whatever, if God wants you to, if God wants that prayer item answered, He will work otherwise. He will deal with your heart first. He will allow things in your life for you to handle your heart. Because when your heart is clean, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing what God can do and continues to do.
It's like a magnet that attacts.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, like that song, the one that you heard. You want to hear it again today when we do Holy Communion. That's my favorite. I wake up in the morning, I play it. You know, I continue to listen to it. I continue to hear it. I'm not a kind of person like when I drive, I like music. No, I don't like music. I'm very selective with my music. And this is one particular music that I really love. The lyrics of this song, the goodness. You know, all your life, you know, He has been faithful. And I believe He has been faithful to you, to your family, to everybody
because
around
of their
you.
Good heart.
Yes. And that goodness of God, you know, will not only run after you, it will, you know, be with you, overwhelm you, and also go before you.
Hallelujah.
So you need to trust in that goodness of God. And that can only come when you have a good heart.
So this morning we are doing a heart operation.
Hallelujah.
We are going through the scan. We are going through the X-ray machine.
Amen. Check your heart.
We are putting on ECG because of your
heart.
Hallelujah. When your heart is not good, hallelujah, just like the heart of a physical heart. Hallelujah. The most important part of our life is our heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we are doing a heart operation at the moment.
Hallelujah.
Because we want you We want your heart to attack the goodness of God. The goodness of God is already there. Our God is good. 6 days he created the universe.
Hallelujah.
The galaxy, and including the planet called Earth. Out of all the 9 planets, Earth is something different. Was created in 6 days. And the Bible says, he saw that was very good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God, creation is very good. But how come that we are facing very bad and not good? Because of our heart doesn't have the force of magnetic field that pulls the goodness.
Oh, hallelujah.
Of God.
Yes.
The goodness is in the field. The goodness is in the air. The goodness in our workplace is in the city. So when you go in the field, you are blessed. When you go in the city, you are blessed. When you are coming in, you are blessed. When you are going out, you're blessed because of your heart is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So wherever you're sitting now, like what we've mentioned, all over globally, you may be sitting on things that you have written to the Lord and trusting God. It can be as massive as buying a house or buying a car. It can be as big as clearing all your debts. And it can be very small, of just having a meal today or just enough money to take you from point A to point B, either for your fuel or for your bus transportation or whatever transportation that is out there. It can be very minimal and very small, and it can be very huge and big. Whatever it is, the answer is your heart. You need to deal with your heart. Yes. This morning, you know, sometimes when we see people prosper or when we hear people achieve, automatically you cannot control it, but your heart becomes bitter, and that strife, you know, you feel offended that somebody else is being blessed. Or if you're working with somebody and that particular person managed to be promoted, and you thought to your heart, I deserve it better. Not that person, but I do. And you don't realize those are the little things that offend your heart. And by the time you're praying to God, he's not listening, because your path is not clear for him to hear you well, because of these little offenses that you've allowed over your life to cloud the goodness of God to reach you. So you need to be very careful with your heart, or whether you own a business and you see another similar kind of business, like they're thriving while you're struggling, have a good heart, continue to have a good heart. Or you're coming, the only thing you do, maybe at home, the simplicity of it all, of being a couple at home. Most of the time, one is having a good life, coming, sleeping, eating, while you struggle, sweating your life out. You're working, bring money in, washing the clothes, cooking the food, doing everything in the physical sense, while the other one having a good time. Go grog, come doped in the morning. Don't do anything. Call for the food to be ready. Those are the little things that sort of like block your heart, because you feel, you know, offended with the things that is around you. And it's everyday living. Just by your way of living can create that, you know, strife in your heart. Na kanda mbulo takatu ni bisinga ke bakanda singa ni ngarone vadadana nelonda kala la imbeka ina ngona kunga iya sanga mobiso tiki kukini sasi ramba lata nelom sa offended nelom sa dha e adu loma ni vale e adu biru na luvenda e adu loma ni numbu ni nidaka dhaka e adu talanga loma ni vale notu. So we can to na zone, but we can worship center, we reaki manda, we can to na ops division, very recommanda gaya kanga na ovi na kanelongo busatia ovi na kanelongo mataka ni kuwa kuwani mbimbi oti na huli kominen mendo ese kote chuka nelo dha menda elo vi na katozo
ya na kaya ndo kuto maina elo dha angori natural ya
yeah.
For the elo dha not to be there, that's why we need the word of God.
Yeah. Yes.
Now the word of God will shine in the dark in the dark heart.
Amen.
Or in the dirty heart, or the heart that is not good kepa kaya sengana mose nikalo en natural na. You go read that into a prosper. You go read that into a rocker. So now that's an elu.
Amen.
You'll be the first one to come and shake the hand.
Amen.
You'll be the first one to come and bring the cake. Congratulations.
Amen.
Because of your achievement, I want to come and shake your hand and tell you that I'm with you with your achievement.
Yeah. And I'm happy for your achievement.
Yeah. If you don't have the word of God, you go ngalu. Because your heart is not ready to receive that somebody that you on the same platform, same level, and someone is achieving you.
Hallelujah.
In front of you.
Yes.
So that's why the word of God is very important to continue to clear your heart.
Your heart.
Those
were clean hands. Clean hands
and clean heart. These are the people who will ascend to the holy hills.
Oh, hallelujah.
Or stay in the secret place. Hallelujah. Because of the good heart. How can you have the good heart? It's very easy. Continue to listen to the word of God.
And read the word
read
of God.
Read the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to the word of God. Read the word of God. Memorize the word of God.
Amen.
Because it will go down. Because I've got to know operation.
Theater.
Clean up your heart. Because the word of God can do that. Without cutting up.
Hallelujah.
The word of God just go and penetrate into your heart.
So you need to believe in the word of God. So for those of you who do not believe in God, and those of you that doesn't really make sense what we're talking about this morning, we're referring to the Bible, the Holy Bible. The Bible that has scriptures, the Bible that has the word of God. Because according to the word of God, in John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So every word that is contained in the Bible, no matter what translation it is, you need to believe. Memorize the word of God. Sleep with the word of God. Know that there is a power in the word of God. And you feel blessed because you know you believe in the word of God.
Yes.
You have to trust in the word of God.
Yeah. Because the word of God will make your heart clean, as we are saying, the condition of kingdom economics.
Amen.
So when you have a good heart, how can you have a good heart? With the word of God.
Yeah.
So now we are tackling number one.
Yes.
Good heart.
So after when you have a good heart, then that good heart will make you give. Because you are content and you have a good heart. And even you know when you know that you don't really need it, you will be willing to give because you have a good heart. You see somebody, you know, sometimes when we look at some people who have hurt you, maybe many, many years ago, some of you can have got that hurt that have, you know, you've gone through, maybe through your in-laws or your children or friends, maybe in school. Or maybe you grew up together, you were in school together, you know, you had these issues of you know, things that happen, differences in school, and that you still take that with you. Or maybe you have a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend and somebody else came and took your boyfriend away or took your girlfriend away, and you've moved on, you've had your life, you found another person and started that family with them. But yet, you know, that offended heart is still there. Whenever you see that person, you still remember the bad things that they've done or the things that they've hurt you. Or even your in-laws, maybe you got married into this family. You know, they were not really keen to accept you. For example, if I got married into his family, and maybe my in-laws from his parents doesn't really like me, or for my parents don't really like them because they had somebody else in mind to be married to their son or to their daughter. And after a while, then they got used to the fact, okay, whether I like it or not, this woman is here to stay, or whether I like it or not, this man is here to stay. And sometimes when that happened and restored, in our heart, we still remember the reception that we received the first time you go in. So it still lingers, it's still there. Well, today is the day for you to let go. You need to take it out of your heart, because those are the things that is stopping you from being blessed. Those are the things that are actually taking you away from seeing what God has for you. Today, when we have a holy communion, we will need you to come with an open heart. Practically speaking, it happens to everybody. But it's how you deal with it. It's how you're going to, either you're going to take it on and, you know, keep it within you, or you're going to talk about it and let it go and allow God.
And when you have the word of God, it'll be easy for you to move on.
Hallelujah.
Because only the word of God can neutralize and cancel the things of this nature. And that's why the word of God is the solution.
Hallelujah.
You know, regardless what we face in this life. And the most important thing is our heart, because the kingdom economics, the people that have good heart, they will experience it. And sometimes we see people, they flourish, they don't go to church, but they have a good heart.
Mm.
Yeah. Because what they hear is a good words from their parents, not negative words, not slandering, not gossip.
Amen.
Yeah. And communal living, or people that come from community, all we hear is gossip and slander, kakase. And we grew up with this kind of mindset.
Mm.
And does not help with our heart. And that's why the word of God can come in and neutralize. Before we become a giver and we are open to give. Because all these things...
And forgive.
Yeah. All these things are part and parcel of calling.
Hallelujah.
The things that, see, we don't look for blessing. Blessing
looks, we look for you.
Yeah.
His goodness will come running after you. All you need to do is fix your heart, because your heart is the main thing. Your heart calls. Your heart calls things to you. Because when you pray, it's your heart calling God. It's never your word, never the voice. It's not about you in the physical sense. It's your heart. Your heart is the thing that calls God. Your heart is the thing that you feel when you pray. Yes, your mouth, your sound of your voice, everything vocalize your heart. Your heart is the element that you must look after, for you to talk to God in the clear path, for you to hear God well. You don't hear God with your ears. You don't hear God with your eyes. You hear God with your heart. You don't talk to God. Yes, you can speak the voice out. You know, he can hear you with a sound. But you cannot, sometimes you can even call out to him without even saying anything. Yeah. You call out from your heart. That's why in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call out to me. It's not the voice. It's not the sound of the voice. It's the heart. You need to call out to him. And then he says, I will show you wonderful things that you know nothing about. You know, the very prayer request you've been sitting on for far too long, many years ago. Today, check your heart and call from your heart. And the Lord said in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I shall be exalted among the nations, and I shall be exalted upon the face of the earth. Look, that's your God. And he's telling you, be still. Because you cannot do whatever that we have, we are limited. Whatever you have, you're limited. But you cannot, because you're limited who you are. But this God is an unlimited God. And he's telling you, be still and know that I am God. Believe today that he is your God. And he says in Isaiah 49:16, do you know what he tells you and I? Do you know his promises to you and I? He says, look, I have engraved. I have engraved. He said, look. What does he mean by look? Rather, you need to look. You need to know. You need to watch. He's trying to get your attention. He's telling you to this morning, look, look, I have engraved your name at the palms of my hand. Hallelujah. Do you know that your name this morning is engraved on the palms of God's hand? Do you know that? You know, when I go through moments of my life that I cry when there is no more tears, when I look that I cannot handle, I stand and I said, Lord, check your hands. My name is engraved somewhere there in your hands. But my name is Rachel. And I live in Lottery in Sikolo Road in Long Dollar Beach. He said, my name is engraved. And he's telling you, and I, Isaiah 49:16, look, I have engraved your name at the palms of my hands. And he says, your walls are ever before me. Which means he looks at his hands all the time. And when he looks at his hands, he's actually looking at you and your name. Whatever wall you're facing this morning. Or it can be a prayer request you've been sitting on and he's not listening. No, he listens. He knows. You need to clear your heart. You need to allow him to know you. You need to allow him to watch you. And then, you know, you raise your hand this morning with me. You can elevate and you can already come back maybe until I. My God, this creator, he knows me. He creates me. I know he creates you. But if he's telling us and referring us back to his word, you need to trust in his word. You need to believe in his word. You need to know that he's giving you a promise this morning. And he's telling you, look, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Know this morning, whatever that you're facing, as we go into the Holy Communion, I will need you this morning as you're logging in from wherever you are all over the world. You need to start believing that your name is written. Maybe you raised your hand and said, I'm so sinful. The things that I've done, maybe God hasn't got my name there. No, no matter how sinful you are, maybe you've done things and you thought to yourself that no one will forgive you. But this morning, I would like to encourage you. Even yourself, you look back and you can't forgive yourself for doing. You need to forgive yourself this morning. You need to forgive you for doing the wrongs of your life. And you need to believe that your names are written on the palms of God's hand. And know and believe that this morning, that your names are written there. And he says in Isaiah 43:1, and the second portion, it says, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I know you by name. Do you know that your God knows you by name? You can be any other person, and nobody knows. You can be on the street, or maybe your child of wedlock that not even anybody knows your name. Maybe you're named after anything that is out there because you were so insignificant to the family when you were born, and nobody really looked your way. But no matter how you came to this world, always remember that this God, he knows your name. And he's telling you this morning, he has redeemed you. Do not fear, because he is your God. You need to start believing in him. You need to start trusting in him. You need, after today, as you have your Holy Communion, in the next 5 minutes, maybe when we are going to have a Holy Communion this morning, I will need you, or we will need you from here, from Turek, for you to believe then. Because after you believe that and after you know, rest assured, and you feel so confident because you know you are written, engraved. It's not just written, because if I write something on my hand, I can find something to take it off. But when you are engraved, it's there forever. So no matter how the moments of your life, your ups and your down, you're worshiping him and you're not, you're in and you're out, regardless of the life you live, know today that your names are always, always, always at the palms of God's hand. And you need to believe that. Because he says, according to the promises of his words in Numbers 23, 19 and 20, he is not a man to lie. And he is not a son of man to change his mind. According to the promise of his word, if he says that your names are engraved, he's not a man to lie. And this morning, he's telling you that all his promises, what promises? All the words. If you pick up the Bible, if you find a Bible, if you don't have a Bible, go to any bookshop. Buy the good news if you're a non-believer. Buy a good news if you haven't read the Bible. Buy the good news version and read whatever is written in there. Every word out there, every word, it means something. And every word and every word and every promises, those are God's promises to you that he has been commanded this morning to allow that to happen in your life. All you need to do is to believe. Check your heart this morning as we're about to have a Holy Communion. Then God's the level will lead us with that you need to believe today. That you need to clear your heart. Sometimes you're going to pack some tag and go, I have every right to feel what I'm feeling. I have every right to be angry. I have every right not to forgive that person. Let go. If any other moment that you have been planning to do it, today is the day. This morning is the morning. You need to let go. Some of you, maybe your parents ill-treat you. They go their separate ways and they treat you in such a way that you don't forgive them. Or maybe your stepmother or your stepfather, they say things, they curse you nearly every day of your life. Then when you walk away from that home, it's so difficult for you to find a space in your heart to forgive them. This morning will be the morning for you, because God wouldn't even listen to your prayer and everything that you're coming before him if you still have that in your heart this morning. If any other morning, choose this morning. You need to come before God and cleanse your heart. No other cleansing. In the world, it's so expensive to even have cleanse or every other things that you buy the product. But for this cleansing, it's a world turnaround cleansing. It's a whole lifetime cleansing. Allow God to be your cleanser this morning through the power of the Holy Communion. And I will ask Ngasilebo to lead us with the Holy Communion this morning as we have about 10 minutes left on our time.
Brothers and sisters, church that you are watching this morning, it's so wonderful because the Word of God can deal with your heart. Hallelujah. Regardless what we heard this morning, regardless of the brokenness, the pain, the anguish, the Word of God is the best medicine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why we need the Word of God. And that's why we continue to stand here every 10:30 sharing the Word of God. We have 8 to 9 power in the Word.
Amen.
Because most of the time when our heart is contaminated, it's very difficult to forgive. Very difficult. But when we have the Word of God, it neutralizes. And that's why, as we come getting ready to have a Holy Communion today, because you cannot forgive the people around you if you don't have a right heart. Hallelujah. When you have a good heart, it will automatically forgive the people. When you forgive and release the people, remember, the goodness of God will come rushing in. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody wronged you yesterday, last week, last month. Be rest assured that the Word of God will come and neutralize your life. Hallelujah. We'll have the bread and we will have the wine. Some of us, we cannot forgive even our neighbors, our workmates. Some of us, we can't even forgive our husband, our wife, our children. They wrong, they mischief. That's part and parcel. Hallelujah. This morning, with the Word of God, it will allow you to forgive the people. Only the Word of God that neutralizes your heart, that you can forgive people. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the unforgiveness can even cause sickness. Physical sickness. Some people that maybe you are watching today, your sickness can be because you are not forgiven. forgiving the people around you. Hallelujah. High blood pressure case, heart disease, kidney, liver, diabetes. It can be because we don't forgive people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we go through Holy Communion today, I believe it's part and parcel of the beginning of forgiveness. And we have a good heart. Because a good heart is the beginning of kingdom economics in our life. The Bible says they were having dinner. Jesus break the bread and give out to the disciple, and he said, "This is my flesh. Whenever you eat the bread, remember, it is my body. We will eat together.
Amen.
We will eat together this morning. Everything that we have is already taken to the cross through the body of Christ. So we're not supposed to holding on to the people that wrong to us because Jesus
Amen.
Took it to the cross. So let us partake together. And after that, he poured out the wine and said, "This is my blood. It's a new covenant."
For those of you that are listening in today, as you hold the wine, maybe you go through your areas of life, depression,
yeah.
loneliness, sickness, you're traumatized, but happening in your life, it's so hard for you to get out of addiction. There are a lot of things that you're facing right now, broken homes, neglection from home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you may have gone through. This is a moment as well for you to let go and allow God. And also, as we are coming to the end, having this Holy Communion to the students that are actually logging in this morning, come before God, like what I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
If you've done your exam and you know you've done well, thank Him. If you know that you are not really sure whether you've done really, really well, this one you need to trust Him. Trust Him. Because He's the one who's going to be with the marker of your papers. He's the one who's going to be there with your teacher. Mm. He's the only one. There's nothing that you can do to undo the things you've done, the answers you've written.
Yes.
But trust Him. You need to trust Him as you have Holy Communion this morning. And for those of you that are still left to sit for the exam, seek Him. You need to seek Him today as you stand on the altar and with your Holy Communion to believe that He will guide you, to know that He is your God, and to also have faith, because He will never, ever leave you nor forsake
never.
You. According to the truth of His word in Jeremiah 29:11, He says that I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and never to harm you, but to bring about the future that you hope for. So this morning, as we're about to partake the Holy Communion, you need to trust that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you, maybe you're having Holy Communion as a family, and having Holy Communion as a zone, having Holy Communion maybe in the workplace, like the officer division that are having Holy Communion this morning. Are things that you have come together to in agreement. Maybe
yes.
you're calling on God's anointing. Are you receiving on God's divine intervention? Are certain things that you're sitting on this morning. As you partake with us on the Holy Communion, I will need you to believe from your heart. It's not anything that is just every Sunday practice.
Hallelujah.
It's not monotonous of just doing it like you're supposed to be doing it. No, it's something that you feel from your heart that after you do it and after you commit to the Lord today, you will see it within your eyes and you will experience the goodness of what God can do for you today. So for all those reasons that you might have, and some of you maybe you have been praying for a prayer item and it hasn't been answered.
Yes.
It can be sickness, or it can be wanting to have a baby, it can be cancerous, it can be any other thing, it can be promotion, business opportunities for those of you thinking, contemplating to do a business, but fear of the unknown. This will be the time for you to have Holy Communion and find that strength, God-given strength, to be able to stand up and say to yourself, "No, God wants me to do this." So for all those reasons, I will need you to come in agreement. Maybe some of you are foreign, outside Fiji, you're sitting on a mortgage, you're sitting on some of your legal cases. Some of you maybe have legal cases or court cases. This morning, you believe with us. Mm-hmm. Believe with us. Yes, you've heard what the judges say. Yes, you've heard the findings of everything that is happening around you. Yes, you know what is happening physically. You see, you thought you cannot do anything. But trust God. When you have Holy Communion, when you pray with us this morning, trust God. You trust God. Because this God, I don't want you to limit him. He can do miraculous things that your mind cannot even fathom. He can cancel the court cases. He can cancel a lot of things around you. He can do anything and everything. All you need to do is have a good heart and just believe. So on that note, I will invite you to drink the wine with me today. We'll ask Gasileva to pray for that Holy Communion that we've just shared.
Father, we pray this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Believing. We believe in every word that has been
said. Yes, Father, we receive those answered prayers.
We thank you, Father God, that our answered prayer
will
be received in every household.
In Jesus' name.
Every person, every young people about the examination.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for every businessman. They want to venture out again.
Yes, Lord.
We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness will be healed. In the mighty name of
Jesus. In
Jesus'
name.
Every promotion, every open doors that are coming our way. We receive it this morning, O Lord. We thank you because you are our God. You're not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change your mind. So we agree with your word today. We agree with you today. And we thank you as we call things that they are not to be.
In Jesus'
they
name.
Are. It, fill up our cupboard. Fill up our fridge and fill up our home. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration. Because only you can do what only you can do. And we thank you for this morning. We receive healing. Every sickness will be healed this morning.
In Jesus' name.
Because we believe in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Every closed door will be opened because we believe in you.
Thank you,
Father. Every student will excel because we believe in you.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We come before you because we believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
Every business, every opportunity of investing, we thank you. We receive it this morning because we believe in you. We thank you, Father God, for this morning, Holy Communion. We believe in whatever you say. That the goodness will run after us.
Oh, hallelujah.
The blessing will search for us. Will fill us and overtake
us.
We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises this morning. In your name, Jesus, we pray and everyone shout,
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive it, my friend. Church, receive it this morning. Zone, receive it this morning. Opposite vision, receive it this morning. Hallelujah.
Believe in the promises of God's word. After today, if you're free, join us at the Fourth Shore or even watch us on my TV as well as Facebook and start believing in God.
Yes.
You know, you may be asking yourself, how do I start? Just start by getting a Bible. Good news if you haven't read the Bible at all. Good news if you don't believe in God. And for those of us who are Christians and we know the Lord, look for a Bible and start believing in the Word of God. Check your heart and believe in Him. So thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to having you join us again for next Sunday, 10:30 at the same time. But we will be preaching to you from the Fourth Shore. That will be our Healing Sunday. So if you know that you are suffering from any sickness, that is our Healing Sunday. If you want to join us at the Fourth Shore. Same time.
Same time.
Yeah.
And it's a different place.
Different place. Yes, for next week. And we would like to thank all of you for being part of our service this morning. And also for those of you that are logging in from outside Fiji. And don't forget to join us in the 3 to 4. That's when he comes live from the Four Shores. And you will watch a lot of anointed items, interesting items. And also a lot of testimonies that will edify your belief in God and strengthen your stand for God before you hear the powerful word of God. So on that note, thank you for joining us today. And
from
God
the studio
you.
In Turek and Suba, we say, God bless you, in Jesus' name.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.